Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Your passion for architecture will exceed your expectations when you have a thriving business to fuel that passion. Build a better business, be a better architect. Well, a thriving business starts with planning for profit. Download your free course, Profit for Small Firm Architects, at entrearchitect.com/free course. You're listening to Entree Architect Podcast, and this is episode 201. Welcome back to Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, whether you're in the process of launching a startup right now, or you may be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. We are building a new house for our family, and I'm going to share our process and our progress with you right here at Entree Architect Podcast. This episode of Entree Architect Podcast is supported by our platform sponsors, Gusto, FreshBooks, BQE Software, and Arcat. And I'm going to share more about these great companies later in the show. But before we get started here, I want you to just take a quick note to schedule some time this week to go visit them, because they support us and we support you. So by letting them know that you appreciate them, you're helping out the Entree Architect Podcast, and you're helping out the Entree Architect community. They support us, we support them. That's how it works. So, Gusto, FreshBooks, BQE Software, and Arcat. Go tell them thanks. So, this last fall, just a few months ago, Anne Marie and I purchased a 1.2-acre lot in a small, mature subdivision located in Weddington, North Carolina. So any of you listeners out there in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, we're heading your way. We're going to build a new house for our family. For those of you who may be new to this podcast, Anne Marie is my wife. She's an architect and my partner here at Five Cat Studio, our residential architecture firm based here where I am now, where we've lived for many, many years. I've lived in the region my whole life. We're based in Westchester County, New York right now. We've been here for about 20 years, and we're about 700 miles from our new lot. So let me tell you the story. Let me tell you the story of the last 20 years. For about 20 years ago, much of our family moved from this New York metro area. I grew up in northern New Jersey, just outside of New York City. Anne Marie grew up in Rockland County, New York, also just outside of New York City. And our families, our brothers, both sets of brothers. I have two brothers. Anne Marie has two brothers. Anne Marie is the oldest. She has two younger brothers. I'm the middle. I have my younger brother and my older brother. Everybody moved down to Charlotte, North Carolina, to that region of North Carolina. Both my brothers moved to the Lake Norman area, north of Charlotte, North Carolina. And Anne Marie's brothers moved south of Charlotte. Coincidentally, they did not know each other. They did not have any reason to all move down there at the same time, same place, but they did. It just sort of happened that Anne Marie's brothers moved south of Charlotte. My brothers moved north of Charlotte. Both of our parents, our sets of parents, Anne Marie's parents live in Rockland still, or actually that's part of the news. Stay tuned. And my parents still live in the house that I grew up in Paramus, New Jersey. And so everybody's here. So my parents, Anne Marie's parents are here. My mom and dad, they spend their summers up at the St. Lawrence River, way upstate New York, up on the border of Canada. They have a little tiny cottage right on the river, the St. Lawrence River, in northern New York State. And so they spend their summers there, and they spend their winters in Florida, in Cape Coral, near Sanibel Island by Fort Myers, so West Coast, Gulf Coast. They spend about 2 or 3 months between seasons here in New Jersey. Anne Marie's parents have been in Rockland County since 1969, they've been here all along. So we've been here, right? So Anne Marie's parents, ever since moving, our brothers have been trying to convince us all to move to North Carolina, to make that big move that they made 20 years ago. So ever since moving 20 years ago, they've been trying to convince us to leave the cold, to leave the New York area and come down to where they are. They're thriving, they're booming, they're doing great things down there. And they wanted us to be part of that and be part of their life down there. And so we've always stayed here. Since our parents are here, we're here. That was what we wanted. Our top priority is our family and our kids. And Anne Marie's parents have been a significant presence in raising our children. They've been part of the raising of our children since our first born son James was born. They've been part of that. When we first started our firm and James was just born, Anne Marie's mom would help by caring for James and for all of our kids as they were born, to allow Anne Marie and I to start and build Five Cat Studio, our architecture firm. And so Anne Marie's mother, Diana, was a significant part, a significant ingredient in our integrated life. You've heard me talk about integrated life and our integrated life here at Five Cat Studio. And I don't believe in balanced lives. I think that it's an integrated life. Both work and your firm and your family, they sort of, when you are a small firm architect, you have the opportunity to live an integrated life, to have a home studio potentially, and sort of be mom and dad when you need to be mom and dad, and to be architects when you need to be architects. And you can build this life around that idea that you are those pieces when you need to be those pieces, rather than trying to balance something that there's equal weight on either side. Because sometimes the scale is out of balance, right? It's sometimes you need to spend more time with the family. Sometimes you need to spend more time with work. And Anne Marie's mom was a critical piece to that. As we were growing up, we did not do, or not as our children were growing up and our firm was growing, we did not do daycare, because that's the alternative, right? Is to have daycare for your kids so you can work. But we wanted our family to be part of that. And so Anne Marie's mom was this critical piece to that. And so she was here. Our families were here. And so that was the reason we were here, right? We live in Westchester County, New York. We are about 40 minutes north of New York City. So that sort of gives you an idea of where we are. And over the past 20 years, the reason we haven't left, there's many, many great reasons to stay here. This is a great place to live. This is a great place to raise children. This is a great place to build a business. Being so close to New York City allows us to visit New York City, a place that so many people dream of visiting. We could go there anytime we wanted to and do anything there that we chose. 40-minute ride south, and we're in the heart of New York City. So that is a great reason to stay here in Westchester County. It also provides a fantastic client base for our high-end residential architecture firm. The people who work and run New York City, you know, Wall Street traders, CEOs, executives, they all live outside of the city. Not all of them, but many, many of them raise their children outside of the city in Greenwich, Connecticut, in Westchester County, in northern New Jersey. Those are the places that that market live. And so we built our firm serving those clients. And so Westchester County may be one of the best places in the country to build a high-end residential architecture firm that specializes in additions and alterations, whole house renovations. That's what we do. That's what we do at Five Cat Studio. And so there is probably no better place in all of the country to build the firm that we've built. Also, another reason to stay is that Chappaqua Schools, Chappaqua, New York, is the town that we live in within Westchester County. Chappaqua Schools are rated top in the nation. Like, literally, you make a list of all the schools, they're in the top 10 or so, something like that, when you look at the ratings of where these schools stand. And so that's a great reason to stay here in Westchester County. So these are the things that sort of, as we considered this over the years, these are the things that have kept us here. We also love our house. We love our little cottage in the woods here in Chappaqua. We bought it at it was 900 square feet when we bought it. We put in an addition on it and raised the second floor. And we now have, I don't know, about 2000 square feet or so. We found it in complete disrepair. It absolutely would have been torn down if anyone would have bought it. It was built in 1934. It's this little stucco cottage in the woods. And we saved it. We saved this house. And it's a great house. And for 20 years, we've been restoring it. And we've been building, you know, making it a home. And we've built beautiful gardens around it. It is a fantastic place. It is a garden oasis in the woods of Westchester County. It is beautiful. And our family was built here, right? And so our kids were born here. Our house is here. We're here. It is so hard to consider leaving this place and the many, many, many opportunities that Westchester County affords us. You know, so when over the years, as our brothers have tried to convince us to move south, and the many, many opportunities that they have in North Carolina with a booming economy, a booming construction industry, they've been trying to convince us to move there for years. Both of Anne Marie's brothers are in construction. James, her youngest brother, is a commercial mason, very, very successful down in North Carolina. And her other brother also is in construction as well, doing large site work projects. My older brother is in Lake Norman area, and he is a photographer. He does all of our architectural photography, but his passion and his specialty is motorsports photography. You can check him out. It's Scott LePage. You should search him up. He does amazing automotive racing photography, motorsports. And my younger brother is a very, very successful residential real estate broker in the Lake Norman area. And so there are many, many reasons to go down there, right? That we have contacts in construction and real estate. And so there are many, many opportunities to follow our brothers down to North Carolina and leave the place that we've built our family here. And there are also many other reasons to leave. You know, it's cold here right now. This is January 3rd. I'm recording this. It's been in the teens for the past week, and it's gone down to close to 0 degrees almost every day. It's been in the single digits every day and this past week. It is cold in the winter, and there's times where we get lots and lots of snow. And so that's one reason to move south. Is that we don't, there's North Carolina, Charlotte area, still has seasons, but doesn't have the massive cold that we have here and the snow that we have here. Also, another reason to potentially leave the New York metropolitan area is that it's very, very, very expensive. Our taxes are crazy high, and the cost of living here is very expensive. And we feel that every day, every month that we go through our expenses, we feel that expense of living in Westchester County. It is not something that just gets absorbed in the daily life of what we do. We feel it every single month of how expensive it is to live here. And another reason, the negative side, I'm sort of going through the pros and cons here of being in the New York metropolitan area, is that it's very, very stressful. You know, when I leave this region, I realize how stressful this region is. When I go on vacation or I visit North Carolina, people are happy and they're not as stressed and hurried and rushed as people are here. There is a tremendous amount of success drive here in the New York metropolitan area. And with that comes massive stress. You can see it on our clients' faces. You see it in the people in the stores. Very few people sort of smile and say hello. And when you leave this region, you realize that the rest of the country doesn't do that. The rest of the country are more friendly, and they're less stressed, and they're less hurried. And so there are pros and cons to that, but that's one of the reasons why if we did go, it would be a less stressful place to live. And so we've gone through this pros and cons list over the last 20 years, back and forth. And the pros have outweighed the cons for the past two decades. For the last 20 years, we've gone through this list, not necessarily so intentionally or so specifically as I have just gone through it, but we've gone through this back and forth. And so we've stayed here. The pros have always outweighed the cons, and we've made Westchester our home. But this past summer, something changed. Let's take a quick break here to say thank you to our platform sponsors here at Entree Architect: Gusto, FreshBooks, Core by BQE Software, and RCAT. Payroll and benefits are hard. Especially when you're a small business, you don't have time to be an expert in things like taxes and regulations, right? And the old school payroll providers, they just don't get it. They aren't built for the way that we work. It's so frustrating. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR, human resources, easy for small business. Modern technology does all the heavy lifting, so it's easy for us to get it right. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service for your team. And to help support the show, the Entree Architect Podcast, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. Sign up today and you'll get 3 months free. 3 months free. Once you run your first payroll, just go to entrearchitect.com/gusto, and that's G-U-S-T-O. EntreeArchitect.com/gusto, and claim your free 3 months of payroll processing right now. FreshBooks, our friends at FreshBooks, make it simple to send invoices, post your expenses automatically, track your time for your whole team by project, and get organized with reports, communication, and notifications. It does so much. My favorite feature in FreshBooks, of all the things that it does, my favorite feature is the automated invoice reminders. I think sending invoices and getting paid is one of our biggest barriers as small firm architects. Who has the time? But if we don't send out invoices, we're not getting paid, right? So FreshBooks makes it easy to send out invoices and get paid online with a click of a button. And when your client doesn't pay you on time, and that's probably almost every time, FreshBooks will send them a friendly email reminder through a simple system that you control. Sign up for a free 30-day unrestricted trial and get ready for the simplest way to be more productive, more organized, and most importantly, my favorite, get paid faster. Visit entrearchitect.com/freshbooks to access FreshBooks for free, and be sure to enter Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. One of the most often requested resources here at the Entree Architect community is project management software. How do we keep our projects and our people organized while we grow as entrepreneur architects? Today's podcast episode is sponsored by BQE Software, the makers of award-winning BQE Core. Core puts project management, business intelligence, billing, time and expense tracking, and accounting all together in one intuitive, powerful platform. With its cloud platform and mobile apps, Core lets you manage people, projects, and profits from anywhere. And you can get a fully functional 15-day trial of Core by going to entrearchitect.com/BQE. Go there right now, 15 days for free, entrearchitect.com/BQE. Go visit our friends at arcat.com. Arcat's a great tool for small firm architects. Arcat has huge libraries of free content. You're going to hear a theme in this spot, free. Free content, CAD, BIM, specifications, and more. They have done all the work for you. You need a spec? Click on over and download the CSI three-part specification in multiple file formats. How about CAD details or BIM objects? All free at the click of a mouse. ArcCAD has tons of building product content ready for you to use, and it's all completely free. You don't even have to register to download this content. They don't even want your email address. It's free. And have you checked out their free collaboration tool, Charette? Charette is a tool for sharing and collaborating with your colleagues and clients in real time. You can upload photos and files, share specs and product information directly from the ArcCAD database, as well as from other sources on the internet. Visit ArcCAD and click the Charette icon right there on the homepage, arcad.com. And like everything offered at ArcCAD, Charette is a free tool for us small firm architects too. Learn more right now. Click through our link, entrearchitect.com/arcat, so they know that we sent you over there. entrearchitect.com/arcat, A-R-C-A-T. So go visit them all. Gusto, FreshBooks, BQE Software, and Arcat. Please visit our platform sponsors today and thank them for supporting you, the Entree Architect community. Something big changed. After almost 50 years of living in the same house, the house that Anne Marie grew up in, and we never, ever, never imagined would ever be sold, was sold. Anne Marie's parents surprised everyone by buying a house in Fort Mill, South Carolina, just over the border, just across the border from North Carolina, in the Charlotte, North Carolina region, within 15 minutes of both of Anne Marie's brothers. And so they packed up in less than 4 months after 50 years, almost 50 years. They haven't been there for 50 years total, but almost 50 years. They packed up in less than 4 months. They sold the house. They sorted all their life's belongings. They packed up and they moved south in less than 4 months. They are there now. This summer, they announced, or actually late summer, early fall, they announced they were leaving. They found a house, they bought the house, and in less than 4 months, they moved. And I think it was October, November, they were gone. They were out. Simple, right? Done. It was a complete shock to everybody, and it surprised everyone. It was something that we never imagined would happen. One of the reasons why we've anchored ourselves here, we've decided that this would be where we would be. We planted our roots here in Westchester County because we never imagined that Anne Marie's parents, who have been this critical piece in the things that we do, moved. You know, and so we never imagined that would happen. Our kids are much older now. They're in middle school and high school. And so, you know, that connection, although very, very strong, family-wise, the necessity of being here was no longer here. And I think they knew that if they moved, that we would probably follow, you know? And I think that they not only moved for them, I think they may have moved for us, you know? So that tipping point of should we go or should we stay, that tipping point was revealed. That thing that would throw us from the pros to the cons was revealed when Anne Marie's parents decided they were leaving and they packed up and they left and they moved south. And we've gone to visit and we love their new place. And so for 20 years, we've considered moving back and forth, right? We've contemplated this idea of moving south for so many reasons. And we opted to stay here for two reasons. So all those pros and all those cons, but the things that there are two things that kept us here. One is our parents are here. Both my parents and both Anne Marie's parents were here. The second piece is that our kids were attending the best public schools in the nation, one of the best public schools in the nation. So those two things were the things that really sort of solidified the fact that we were not going to move. We had decided that Anne Marie's parents were here. They were never going to move. And we had our kids in great schools, and we're not going to pull our kids out of great schools and put them in not great schools. So when Anne Marie's parents, who are now warm and happy in South Carolina, and my parents are still here. Their home is still here in New Jersey, but they live this nomadic snowbird lifestyle where they live most of their winters in Florida and most of their summers in northern New York State. And they've transitioned, back and forth between homes to their home in New Jersey. They're still doing that, but their nomadic style sort of allows us to be more flexible in where we live, because they stop in North Carolina and spend time in North Carolina on their way to South, and when they come up, back up north. And so that can still happen. But Anne Marie's parents, now that they are now in South Carolina, near North Carolina, that piece of the equation, those two reasons that were keeping us here has now shifted the balance, right? So the schools are that final piece to the puzzle of should we go or should we stay, right? So Anne Marie's parents have left the building, and now the question is, should we leave the building? That was the question that we had in our mind this summer, this fall, that when we contemplated this move, because now Anne Marie's parents are now south, that, you know, was the tipping point. Now it's time to go, right? But now we have three kids in schools. Our oldest, James, is a junior in high school. So next year he will be a senior. Next year will be his senior year. That is a big, big decision to decide on whether we should, you know, go or should we stay. Should we pull James out of his senior year, move him to North Carolina for his senior year, for 1 year before he goes off to college, right? That's a big, big decision to make. Henry, our middle kid, many of you have probably seen him on Instagram and Facebook. He's a maker. He's a builder. He'll be in ninth grade next year. He'll be a freshman in high school next year, right? So that sort of says, okay, if we're going to make the move, that makes sense to make the move this year and have him be in high school freshman next year. And our youngest, our Charlotte, she'll be moving up to sixth grade, her first year in middle school. So there too, a good reason to move now, because they are both transitioning from schools anyway. So that would help. But could we find a school district that's comparable to Chappaqua? Could we find a school district that has the ratings and the offerings and the school district that Chappaqua offers us here, right? And if not, would that move be worth it? Could we still go if we couldn't find the schools that are comparable to Chappaqua? Would it be worth it to make that move and be with my brothers and Anne Marie's brothers and now Anne Marie's parents? And for the past few years, we've been toying with the idea of moving, and we knew. So we've been looking for the last 20 years, we've gone back and forth. So we've always sort of looked to see what was available. We always did the research. We knew the towns in that area. We knew which towns we would want to move to if we decided to make that move. We knew the school districts. We knew which school districts were adequate, right? And in the region of south of Charlotte, there's only a handful of school, maybe three or four school districts that we would even consider moving our kids out of Chappaqua into another school system. Maybe only three, right? In this area that we were looking at. There are many others in other areas of Charlotte, but there were only three that we found that we would consider pulling our kids out of Chappaqua schools and moving them into Charlotte region schools. So our search was always within this small radius of these districts, right? We looked, and when we looked for the past few years, and we've actually been looking more seriously in the last couple of years because we were considering moving with the idea that maybe Amory's parents would follow us. They sort of played the game and they reversed it on us. But we, in the last couple of years, we were considering it too. And so we were doing this research. And we were looking for homes in these towns that would afford us the school districts that we needed. But Anne-Marie and I are architects, right? So nothing met our requirements. Nothing available in that area would meet the aesthetic requirements and the architectural requirements that two architects would consider, right? Charlotte is booming with development. Booming. There are houses being built everywhere. So housing is not a problem, but everything available is built by a mega developer. Everything. There's nothing that's not being built by these giant developers. And we just could not ever imagine moving from our cottage in the woods with these school districts to one of these thousands of McMansions that are being built every year down in the North Carolina area. And, more power to them, but we just could never, ever live in one of those things. So it just can't. So we just, the houses that we did find just didn't meet our requirements. And so it left us considering building, so we started looking for a property within a size and a budget that would meet our needs, right? We needed more than an acre. We have an acre here in Chappaqua. We have two dogs. We have these kids. We want a garden. We want some breathing room, right? So an acre is our minimum, right? So 1 acre, and it needs to be inexpensive enough to allow us the funds to build the new house, right? So you got to build, buy the property and then you have to build the house, right? So we have some equity here in Chappaqua, but so we know what we can afford. And so we needed to find that perfect piece of property that was at least 1 acre and inexpensive enough within our budget to do this. And so that whole search became a very difficult search to find a piece of property, because those pieces of property are being built up, bought up too, right? By builders who just come in, they clear the trees, they build a house and they move on, they sell it and they move on, and they go to the next one. So these properties go very, very, very quickly. So they're very hard to find. And when you do find them, they're very expensive. So after years of teetering back and forth, should we stay? Should we go? Should we find a piece of property? A few weeks back, we found it. Actually, about a month ago, 2 months ago, we found it. We purchased it a few weeks back. We purchased a 1.2 acre lot in the corner of Weddington, North Carolina, overlapping. So if any of you know the region, it's in the corner of North Carolina, overlapping corner of Weddington, North Carolina, and it's overlapping Waxhaw. So it's actually in the town of Weddington. The address is a Waxhaw address, and it's in the school district of Marvin Ridge, one of the best school districts in the entire state of North Carolina. And so we found the perfect piece of property for us. 1.2 acres in Marvin Ridge school districts. So we're officially making the move. We bought the piece of property a few weeks ago. We closed on it, and we are in the process of designing a new house. Currently looking at the third scheme today. We've already gone through two schemes. We designed an entire house all the way through, fully developed, and then decided to redesign it. We redesigned it, two architects, that's how it works. And now we're looking at a third scheme today because we want to try to squeeze some square footage out of it and get it down to be a little bit more efficient, a little bit less expensive. So we're looking at a third scheme today. That's where we are right now. And we will be building a house this year. We're going to start building this year, hopefully this spring. And we've decided that we're going to take our time here. We're going to plan on making the move from New York to North Carolina in the summer of 2019. So we'll be between school years in the summer, 2019. So not this summer, next summer. So we have like 18 months to build this thing. So we're not going to take 18 months to build it. We're going to build it quicker, but we're not going to pull the kids right out of college or right out of school this year. We're going to wait. And the main reason is two reasons. One, we want to have some cushion on building this thing. But also, we want to let James finish up his high school here. We want him to be graduated and onto his freshman year of college when we make this move. So he loves his school. He wants to stay here for his senior year. We want him to be here for his senior year. And so we're going to be here for this summer, through this summer. So next year, we're going to stay in Chappaqua for the following school year. And then that following summer, we'll be making the move. Henry will be a sophomore. Charlotte will be starting her seventh grade. So that will all work out. I think it's going to work. Well, it better work, right? We just bought a piece of property. We're making plans to move. So it better work. And we are so excited about our plans. And finally, after all these years, you know, some weight has been lifted off their shoulders because we've made the decision, but now we got a whole bunch more weight that's coming down on us, right? Because this is a huge decision. This is so scary and stressful to make this decision to move our family from a place that has become our home, so deep into their school here, and so rooted here in Westchester. It is very, 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 very difficult to make this decision, but it is absolutely the right decision. And we are so excited. We're going to build a new house, right? Two architects. We are going to design and build our new house for our family. This is a dream for a residential architect to design and build their own house. So this is going to be a wild ride, a wild journey. I am absolutely sure of that. And I'm going to take you along for this ride right here on the podcast. There is so much to figure out, right? Not the least of what will our plans be for the transition of Five Cat Studio, our residential architecture firm. Will we move it? Will we do something different down there? Stay tuned. We have some thoughts, some things that I've wanted to do, some things that Anne-Marie has wanted to do for a very long time. That may be happening too with this move, some plans in the works. So we're going to share some of those plans here at the podcast as well. Throughout the process, I'm going to continue to update you here on the podcast occasionally. This is if you are new to the podcast, this is not a typical podcast episode. This is something that I've never done before. I do solo shows, but it's usually based on a specific topic of business. But I wanted to share this with you. I think this will be interesting. It'll be great for me to have a record of where we were and how we did this, but I really think that you'll enjoy it too. I think that there are many of you who have done this, and I think that you can share your knowledge with me. And I think that many of you would love to do this and are planning to do this. And I'm going to share my experience with you throughout the process. And I want to take you along here. I will definitely be sharing lots of progress on my personal Instagram. I'm not going to fill this up. This is a personal project. So this will not be on the Entree Architect Instagram. But you can definitely follow me on my personal Instagram at Mark R. LePage. You can follow me there on Instagram, and we'll post lots of pictures and videos there. And I may even, speaking of videos, I've been talking about doing video content for a long time. This may be something that I post on my personal YouTube channel, which is launched but not active. This may be the thing that sort of gets me going with some video content. I may be sort of sharing as we build this project. We'll share some videos and show you what we're doing and how we're doing it. Because I really think that it would be great to show you exactly, you know, show you the design, show you how we're building it, show you the technical, you know, the mechanicals of what we're doing, get your feedback from it. I think it'll be a lot of fun, both here on the podcast, over at the YouTube channel, on Instagram, and sharing what we've done. So, that's it. We are building a new house for our family in North Carolina after all these years. It is official. We are finally doing it. And I want to know, I mentioned before, I know that many of you have done this. Many of you have done this, built your own home. And I want to know your story. I want you to share your story. So go over to the show notes for this podcast, entrearchitect.com/episode201, and share your story in the comments, or go over to the Entree Architect Facebook group, the private Facebook group at entrearchitect.com/group. I'll also open up a post about that over there when this podcast launches, and share your story. I want to know the pros and the cons, the things that I should be looking for in terms of joy, and the things that I should not miss, and the things that I should be very, very careful about, that we don't make maybe the same mistakes that you made. So I would love for you to share your stories on the show notes at entrearchitect.com/episode201, or over at the Facebook group. So thank you. Thanks for letting me share my story here. I hope this is interesting for you. I'd love to know that too. Share that on those posts as well. If you do like this, I will continue the updates. If you don't like this, if I get a bunch of feedback that says, I don't want to know about your house, well, I won't do it anymore. But I think that this will be very interesting. I'm excited about it. I hope you're excited about it. These are some big, big things that are happening here with the LePage family, with Entree Architect at Five Cat Studio. It's all happening, and I want to share it with you, like I do with everything else. So stay tuned. This podcast continues to grow, and I cannot thank you enough for sharing it with your friends and network. If you like this episode, definitely share a link with your friends, with your network. We are growing every week significantly because you're sharing it. So a complete show notes and a direct link that you can share to download this episode will be found at entrearchitect.com/episode201. That's the link to share, entrearchitect.com/episode201. Hey, and don't forget to visit the website right now to learn more about our free profit course for small firm architects. Learn how to be profitable, detail step-by-step in the free course, the free profit course. Download it right now for free, entrearchitect.com/free course. Go there now, entrearchitect.com/free course. My name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect, and I encourage you to go build a better business so you can be a better architect. When you build a better business, you have the time and the resources to be the architect of your dreams, and I want you to go do that. So love, learn, share what you know. Those are the three rules. Live by them. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.